Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Had a baby toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Yes, sir.
In the back, we have Jay and Mitt.
Yellow.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
And we'd like to welcome you to the Hammer Down halftime show of Euro semifinals, England versus Denmark. I stole that from someone in the chat. Thank you from someone in the chat. If you are watching from Pat's show, you do know that Pat put a $4,000 bet in at minus 150. What?
$2,000
bet in. That's right. At minus 150 for England to win 90 minutes.
Just need one more.
They're going to split their winnings with Gumpy. I didn't want to get into this one. It was too much. I'm still fucking hurting inside from the last one. England goes down early.
Yeah.
1-0 to Denmark. Not, it was good free kick. Not the best fucking free kick I've ever seen to go in.
Nah, Pickford's got to get a hand on that. Have to. But, I mean, he hasn't let in a goal all fucking tournament. So.
England gets one back. Was it an own goal?
Yeah. But I mean,
it was a play to set up a goal. It wasn't a bad own goal.
No.
So it's 1-1 currently. England and Denmark at half.
Boys are buzzing. We got fucking Grealish. We got fucking Sancho. I mean, bring the boys on. Let's fucking end this thing.
+110 for England to win 90-minute line. +550 for Denmark to go through to the next round. -310 for England. +235 for Denmark. Gumpy and I and a lot of you hopefully are on the Hammered Down Super Boost from FanDuel, which was England and Italy to move on to the finals, boosted from +120 to +200. Italy went through yesterday. England's got to do it for us today.
It's got to be Kane. It's got to be Kane, dude.
It was always glory for Harry Kane. It
has to be. Just got to keep running these guys. It'll be like the Germany game. Just keep running, nicking the ball around. You'll wear them down. They were coming on in the second half of the first half there. It'll happen.
So I think we're all caught up on the Euros. It's halftime. We'll get back to it when the second half starts. We've got some time here, though, to go into some other sports before we lose all of Gumpy's attention to the game. Last night in baseball, I was 4-3. You were
3-3. Started off 3-0, and then Red Sox lost. That was tough. And Colorado,
you know what's tough?
What's that?
Three posts, and a 4-minute power play leading into overtime and blowing the game. That's tough.
Oh, that's Tampa, Nicky Skates, Tampa our Bay NHL lost? Expert, who had Tampa Bay in game four, just like a lot of us did. Montreal did not let them close out the series. It's going to game five tonight. I believe Tampa is -180-ish favorites, if I'm correct on the money line. Nick, correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe it was -250.
Damn, it is 250.
Jesus.
So there really is no play tonight other than the Tampa Bay puck line or Tampa Bay in regulation. I'm going Tampa puck line. Maybe I'll go regulation as well.
Double down.
If you're new to the show, puck line is 1.5. Tampa Bay's got to win by more than 1.5 in 60 minutes. So.
And I don't even think Gumby can disagree with this one. I think he knows. I think he's accepted that this is how it ends, that Montreal put up a good fight last game. They should have lost. They blew two leads. Tampa hit three posts. We talked about the 4-minute power play that Tampa just kind of let slip away.
Yeah.
And, you know, the mayor shouldn't have said what she said, but ultimately she may be right.
She may be right.
Open that case tonight. Shine up Lord Stanley and bring it back out. Let's go.
I mean, let's get a game six. Come on.
Here's this. I'll ask you, Nick.
Let's go back to Montreal.
You don't even believe it.
Well, the only thing, Tampa Bay is an elite level team. I don't know how the Islanders took them to seven. I really do not.
The Islanders were that damn good. In my proclamation, though, that I'm going Tampa puck line, there is some value to be had with Montreal puck line at +1.5. I think it was -130, I believe.
Somewhere around there. I was just looking at it.
What are they money line? They got to be close.
+205.
It's a lot.
Let me ask you this, Nick.
Yep.
Other than the game, there is a close race between Vasilevsky and Kucherov. Vasilevsky's -135, Kucherov's +105 to win the Conn Smythe. Do you like either of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, I like both of them, but I think it's going to be weird because it's hard. It's so hard with these two because Vasilevskiy, he could. I think it's going to come down to tonight, honestly. I think a lot of people's decisions will be made tonight depending on how the game plays out. Because if Vasilevskiy goes out there and puts on a show and like maybe only lets in one or shuts them out even possibly,
yeah.
I think it's his. But if Kucherov goes out and has a 2 or 3 point night, I think he can take it home. It's hard to justify not giving it to the leading scorer in the playoffs every year,
yeah.
Which is typically how it goes. So you know, I don't think you're wrong if you want to
get him at plus money. I might take Kucherov at plus money just because he's plus money and there's a chance.
Yeah, there is. If he goes out and has two goals tonight,
yeah,
it's his to take home, I believe. But you look at the body of work and what Vasilevskiy has done throughout the playoffs. He started every game. He's been there. He's been the rock. You could see how it could go that way.
There's an odds boost for Stammer to score and the Lightning to win, plus 350.
I don't hate it because I think they'll be much more effective on the power play tonight, and that's typically where he does
plus his 350 most is not a bad little.
No, that's a sprinkle for sure.
It's definitely a sprinkle. So you potentially tonight minus the 1.5 for Lightning. Anything on the total? It's juiced way to the under, so.
Yeah, I would probably just go contrarian there and go over just for the sake of for gambling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to see a lot of goals. Yeah. I'd like to see an entertaining game. And I think now after the last game, I don't think it'll be as tight as the last game. Do you? Like I
was surprised. That's the thing. Whenever Montreal's gone up, but they made mistakes last game. I know Tampa scored. Montreal doesn't usually make those mistakes. So, yeah, I would lean that way with you as
like
well.
Like I said, there were four goals or five goals last game, and it very easily could have been more with those three posts that Tampa hit and those missed opportunities on the power play. Because it wasn't like their power play was bad. They just weren't scoring. They were still getting chances.
All right.
So, you know, if you're feeling frisky, go for the over.
Okay. Sounds good. Last night, NBA. Suns cover. Giannis plays. Ayton goes off. Booker has a good night. Chris Paul has a great night. Chris Paul was the betting favorite. He is now a larger betting favorite. Mitt, you had Ayton for the MVP. His odds went way down, but Chris Paul had a great night, so it doesn't really help you there. Did you win everything last night?
No.
Jesus. Oh, buddy.
I actually had Devin Booker's over, and he missed it by a point and a half. And then I had I also had the Chris Paul assist missed by half an assist. So,
but you had the Suns.
I had the Suns and the over both hit. Never a doubt.
Never was a doubt.
Never was a doubt.
Never was a doubt, pal. Hey, good win for you last night.
My baby, man.
So for the finals, the series betting, Suns are $3 favorites. Bucks plus 240. Bucks have been terrible game ones. We know that.
Yeah.
Suns have been great games one.
Like this happened in the Nets series, remember?
Yeah.
And well, everyone they went was down 2-0. Like, yeah, it was it like, oh, it's dead.
They got embarrassed in game two.
Yeah.
Any chance we're sprinkling on Bucks plus 240 yet? Or we're gonna? I'm going to wait to see what happens in game two.
Yeah. Feels like this is the Suns' time.
Bucks plus 1.5 for the series, plus 116. Suns minus 1.5, minus 142.
That 1.5 is pretty nice. I think the Bucks actually came out and played pretty well, but I don't know. They just do stink in game ones, and the Suns always come out really hot.
Yeah, that's something to look at. That we'll talk about that more tomorrow.
Tony, I actually do have an added MVP bet for this finals. I think it's going to be Devin Booker, and this is my actual MVP, not just a little flyer at plus 550 is what I got it at this morning.
It's good odds.
Because of Chris Paul's night.
It's good odds. People, what I worry about is, like, even if they play the same or if Devin Booker plays a little bit better.
It will be Chris,
It's going to go to Chris Paul because...
That's a good point.
It's voted on by the media and it's the storyline and they want Chris Paul, who's had this long career. They're going to vote for him to be Finals MVP. It's my only issue with that bet. Devin Booker has to vastly outperform Chris Paul.
I do agree, and I understand why it's juiced like that for Chris Paul, but I just think Devin Booker's the better player. He plays a bigger role, gets more points. Chris Paul, there's no way he has 30 plus again. So I don't know.
He's been on quite a roll. But I don't hate that bet, obviously. But just something to think about. I was looking at, so NBA earlier today, I had the White Sox, Lance Lynn, I was minus 118.
Yeah, he was actually plus a half, minus 170. I almost doubled down, take plus a half and money line.
So I took the White Sox. I'm on the Reds. I haven't even looked
Reds
at that.
Reds are dead.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay, so 2-0. Good to know. I lost that one.
I had a push on the Rangers. I went against the Miz. But
did you?
Gibson is a take every time for me on the Rangers. Kyle? That guy is unbelievable.
Yes, he is. So MLB scores right now. Reds are down 2-0, bottom six. Ah, did I take them full game or did I take them first half? No, I took them full game.
Oh, still alive.
So I still got a chance. I also took, I don't know if I'm putting these, I don't know why I'm doing this. I took the Red Sox going off at 4:08.
Yeah, I'm on that as well.
Got the Red Sox minus 130. Haney has been fucking terrible as of late.
Erod has found it.
So I got it minus 130. I don't know where you got it at, but I like the Red Sox for...
Yeah, it was minus 120 this morning. I hopped all over that. When Erod gets going, he usually gets going for a bit. He's very streaky. So his last two, 12 innings, two earned. Then Haney, his last two, 9 innings, 12 earned. So yeah, Sox on a bounce back here. I mean, they... Bogaerts got robbed on a homer to tie it last night. That kind of changed.
Did you have anything else earlier today?
White Sox.
Yeah, besides that.
I lost on the Reds.
Oh, because you had first five.
Yeah, and then push on the Rangers. They were tied 2-2.
Yeah, so I hopefully, if I can get the Reds to come back by the end of this game, that would be awesome.
Sonny Gray hasn't been, I mean, down 2-0 isn't bad, though.
Like, no.
That's the thing, I think. When you're betting first fives, I do this a lot. I'm like, oh, he had a bad outing. Like, Stroman had a bad outing. Like, he gave up two runs in five innings. You know, they got shut out. It's on the offense, not the pitcher.
Let's roll through some of our other baseball bets before we get to the second half here. Or I can also, hold on, let me do this. I'm going to update some of the scores here in the MLB if you guys... who are watching, bet them today. So Atlanta is up 7-3 on the Pirates. The Pirates have won 3 in a row. Good for them. Sox are up 6-1 in the 8th against the Twins. Tigers are tied 2-2 in the 7th. Gibson's still pitching. You had him first 5, which won you first 5. Reds are down 2-0 in the 6th. Brewers are up 2-1 against
DeGrom.
But Corbin Burns has found it again.
Yeah, they were taking a lot of heat last night. I was watching MLB Network. They were saying, why would you push Burns up to go against DeGrom? Just take the win in the second game with Burns going. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if you can beat DeGrom, good on you.
Yeah, Burns, I think he had a little lull there for a few games, but he's found it again.
It's going to happen over the season. You know what I mean? These pitchers, they're going to have bad games.
The over-under for this game, because it's a doubleheader, was 4.
It was 3.5 last night.
Fucking 4 for a 7-inning game.
It was 3.5.
So it's 2-1 right now. Corbin Burns is still pitching. I assume DeGrom is still pitching. And then the Rays are up 1-0 on the Indians.
That's the second game, right, of a doubleheader?
Rays won the first one, 8-1.
Yeah.
So then we got the Red Sox and Angels, and then we got the typical night game. Second half has kicked off, so let's just go through our picks real quick. I got the Phillies, Zach Wheeler.
This line made no fucking sense.
The way the Cubs are going,
it was minus 140 it opened at. It didn't come out till late. It didn't come out till like 9 or 10 this morning.
So, and Zach Wheeler's been an absolute role, and the Cubs, like you said, are a disaster.
Oh, he's in.
Manea versus Luis García, A's at Houston. I think I took the A's plus a half here.
Yeah, I'm on that too. I mean, I almost got they were up 6-3 going into the 5th last night. Bassett gave up a 3-run shot and Astros tied it at 6.
So yeah, A's plus a half minus 115 is where I got. I'm going back to the well tonight with the Rockies. I don't like it, but I'm doing it. Fucking Sensatella, he's not bad. Humberto Castellanos is not a starter. He's got a good ARA, but he's not a starter, so I'm taking.
I can't do it. This is a bad idea.
Yeah. Taking the Rockies on the road, which is they are fucking horrendous. Plus a half, minus 134. Not a bet I recommend anyone else takes. St. Louis at San Francisco, Alex Wood. I think the line was a little too high. Are you touching that one?
No, it was way too much. And the way Wood's been going, he hasn't been great. I'm not going to lay minus a half.
And then my last bet of the night is I am taking Kikuchi against the Yankees. I got Kikuchi plus, or sorry, minus 114 first five money line.
Yeah, I'm obviously on Mr. Kikuchi once again.
Are you taking anything in Nats and Padres?
No, I don't like, I don't love Paddock, and you're not sure what you're going to get with Corbin these days.
Yeah. Okay. So for baseball, those are our picks. Like I said, Red Sox are starting right now. We're both on Phillies and Wheeler. I got the A's plus a half, Rockies plus a half, and Mariners money line. Those are all first five. You?
Yeah, I got Sox first five, A's first five plus a half, Mariners first five money line, and Phillies first five money line.
Second half of Euros has kicked off. 1-1, 47th minute.
Come on.
England is plus 100 on the 90-minute line. Denmark plus nine, or sorry, plus 650 to just go through, to Jesus. Just advance, qualify for the next round. England minus 340, Denmark plus 255.